thank you, Father, for your grace and your goodness. We bless your name this morning, God. We thank you for your faithfulness to us, to our families. We thank you for Christ that has purchased us, that has given us life, that has given life here to this place. We thank you, Father, for the last decade, for the 10 years of your grace and your goodness and your faithfulness and your mercy. We worship you this morning, God. We worship you and we give you glory. We proclaim Jesus, our center and our Savior. We bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Amen. Welcome. You can have a seat. It's so good to be with you. Hey, man, there's front row is open if you want. I'm looking at you, Mike, if you want to sit down. Hey, I want to take roll call this morning. I know you all just sat down, but I want to take roll call this morning and see who's with us as we celebrate the 10th anniversary of Living Hope. So if you have been worshiping at Living Hope for a year or more, if you've been a part of the congregation, been worshiping for at least a year or more, would you stand up? Go ahead and just stand up right where you are if you've been among us for a year or more. That's fine. You can praise the Lord. Yes. Wonderful. Stand up, everybody. If you've been here for a year or more, now remain standing if you've been worshiping at Living Hope for 2 years or more. So if that's not you, you got to sit down. 2 years or more, please stay standing. How about 3 years or more? Stay standing. 4 years or more. 5 years or more. 6 years or more. Praise God. 7 years or more. 8 years or more. 9 years. I can't tell. Are you guys standing because you don't have seats, or you're trying to scratch down? Okay. If you've been at Living Hope for 10 years or more, stay standing. Praise the Lord. I also want to ask, if you were, stand up if you've been here for 10 years or more. If you were here during the first year of Living Hope Church back at the end of 2007, the beginning of 2008, if you were here at any point during the first year of Living Hope, if you visited, if you were family from out of town, if you stopped by to use the bathroom, stand up if you were here at any point during the first year of Living Hope Church. Praise the Lord. Wonderful. Thank you, guys. God's been so faithful to us. You can have a seat. We appreciate that. You know, in a few minutes, we're going to give a chance to just give some testimony and to proclaim in a sentence or two what you've seen the Lord do in our community over the last year. I know we sent an email out earlier, and some of you have been thinking and praying about how you can give God glory this morning and share. If you haven't been thinking or praying, you got a minute or two to think about it. And we just want to give you a chance just very briefly to stand up in your seat, share just a sentence or two about how you've seen God work and in your life and what you've seen him do in your own heart, just very briefly here at Living Hope Church. But let me just remind you how this all got started. Back in the fall of 2006, my wife and I met this couple from New Freedom at my sister. It was her fault. It was at her housewarming party. And Russ and Rena said, hey, you ought to move to New Freedom and help us start a church. That was literally it. And that God took that, and the ball got rolling. They soon gathered a group of families at their home that were interested. And Karen and I and the two kids back then drove up about an hour and 20 minutes from Elkton to begin meeting with this small group of people, talking and praying about what it might look like to begin something new here in Southern York County. The elders at Glorious Presence Church, what was then Glorious Presence Church, were supportive, got behind us, prayed for us, ordained me, sent me out as a missionary to plant Living Hope Church back in the spring of 2007. And the why, as some of you know, was not our first choice, right, of where we wanted to meet. We figured, well, we'll be here for a few months, 6 months, maybe 12 months, and we'll find where we're supposed to be. Here we are 10 years later, exactly where God has us, realizing that his plans are obviously better than our plans. There were 40 people at that first service. I went back and looked at our attendance rolls. There were 25 adults and 15 kids. We met out there in front of the eatery, outside the roller rink, in those nasty blue chairs, right, 40 of us. Gave glory to God, June 3rd, 2007. And looking back, it was a little pathetic, and I had no idea what I was doing as a church planter, made a lot of mistakes. But here we are 10 years later. God has been faithful. You know, most recently on our contact list, we have 285 adults and kids listed on our contact list. Nobody? Yes. We have an average Sunday morning attendance now of about 175 people, which, as you can see, it's a good thing only about 60% of the people on the contact list ever show up together on a Sunday, or we'd run out of seats. We typically have about 40 kids on Sunday morning in our children's classes. We have about 30 youth that gather on Saturday night. Over 80%, I've shared this with you guys before, over 80% of the adults at Living Hope Church are active, serving in at least one or more than one area in the church. There are 72 adults that have signed our commitment of participation, entering in membership here at the church. And over the last 10 years, we've baptized 78 people. God has been faithful. God has been faithful. And so we just want to take a few minutes. I'm going to invite my friend Phil Donahue to come up. And we just want to take a few minutes, and he's just going to pass the mic around. We're going to kind of go in this direction just to save him from running. And just want to give you a chance to stand up at your seat and just to share in a couple sentences of how God has worked in your life, how you've seen God move through Living Hope Church in the last 10 years. Did you want to start us off?
No, I'm going to let whoever's chomping at the bit.
Who's chomping at the bit? Who wants to share briefly how they've seen? Okay. Go ahead, brother. Run back there.
The one thing that I want to say is I have been here. I was one of those 40 people at the very first service. I found out about Living Hope actually by mistake and just showed up. I have no idea why. It was completely outside of my comfort zone. But what I have to say, Tim, is it has been an absolute pleasure and a blessing to watch you evolve as a pastor from, it was kind of strange, we're the same age. So having a pastor that was the same age as me, as what I was used to having pastors that were much older than me. So it was very different and interesting, but it has been a pleasure and a blessing watching you evolve as a pastor and as a mentor and as a friend. So I just wanted to say that this morning. Thank you very much.
Proof for the existence of God.
Mm. Who's next?
You notice a slideshow that Amanda put together for us, and some of these kids are still here. They're just 10 years older. Right. If you didn't see that out in the hallway, it'll be over in the lunchroom later. Good. Who else wants to share just a couple sentences how they've seen God work? Somebody from over this section. Greg, you ready? You guys are next, so you get ready, please.
It's really great to be here and see so many faces that have come through here and have returned. And I tell you, it's 2008 is when Carl and I came here. And for 3 years prior to that, we were kind of floundering around and just going to this church and that church and just really serving in a mediocre way for the Lord. And I guess the reason being is because prior to that, we were very involved in the church and moving forward through ministry and teaching. And that church split, which was tremendously devastating for our family. And I became very angered and very resentful and searched for a while for answers from the Lord. And we were having a graduation party for my daughter in 2008, and somebody came and asked where I was going to church. And I said, not really anywhere. And they said, we ought to try Living Hope. And so we've been here ever since. God has really blessed us, and He doesn't want mediocrity from any of us because He's not a mediocre God.
Amen.
And so we serve an awesome God, and I just thank you for everyone and the pleasure of serving here and serving this flock and for our two pastors and for Tim's and Matt's teachings and my growth throughout these 9 years. Thank you.
Wonderful. Amen. Good.
Amen.
Don't be bashful. Let's keep it moving. Go ahead and just stand up. Or put your hand up in the air. Randy will get you the mic. Anybody else over here? Craig?
All right. I have one word, Tim, instead of two sentences. Growth. And in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, it says that Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God provided the growth.
Amen.
It's great to see growth. And I can look around and see all the people that I've seen over the 10 years, potentially, of seeing the growth in their lives and seeing how God's moving in their lives and how God moved in my life and in my family. So growth is truly amazing because that's truly what God has done. You can just look around and see the growth and praise God for that.
Who else? Who else has something in their heart to share? Randy, were you going to share?
Yeah, I'm going to
share. While Randy shares, I want somebody else from this section. You think about what the Lord wants you to share.
Yeah, so Craig said growth, and when I came here, and we had two little boys, and Abe wasn't even here yet. and now he's almost seven. But when we walked in these doors, we just saw so many people our age with little ones, and we just knew we were home. These last 7 years, there's been growth. There's, you know, we've had four pregnancies, including Abe, and we lost two, and so there's been some death. A lot of us have had pain and suffering, but we've done that together. And so many of you have just poured your hearts into my family's life, and I hope we've done the same for you guys. And that's what, to me, Living Hope has been. It's just been a place where we've just poured into each other. And for you newcomers, I hope that you're experiencing that, and I hope you're pouring in too. That's what Living Hope has meant to me, and I just pray it continues. Wonderful. Who's next?
That's right. How about Mike and then David? And then we're going to need a lady to balance this out.
So my wife and I have been here for about 4 years, and we have lots of family and friends outside of Pennsylvania that are having trouble finding a church, having trouble finding a home, and we just feel so blessed by Living Hope. And as an example or a testimony to that, some of our friends and family have troubles. They're having struggles. You know, they're away from family. They need someone to lean on. They need friends, and they need a church to lean on. And my wife and I have often said that, God forbid, if something were to happen to us or we needed some help. There are literally dozens and dozens of families here, husbands and wives, that we would entrust our children to watch over in a time of need. And that is just something so special and so unique, and it's something that makes Living Hope just an outstanding church. So thank you.
Amen. Go ahead and pass the mic right to David.
I love the church because I hear leaders. And I like come here. I meet new friends, and because God gave me angels into my heart, and I love the church on the heart. That's just when I make out. I like that, and I love God so much. I want to be with Him, and I'm very happy that. So good news. I bought cake. About there. So what you know?
That's
so
right.
I buy it. So God,
give me
answers. Thank you.
The Lord put it on David's heart to buy the anniversary cake for us today. So we're thankful for his generosity. Very good. Who else wants to give glory to God? Wonderful.
Good morning. I'm Katie Comer's mother, but I think we look alike. So one time, many years ago, she and I, my husband and I had just moved up here from Lutherville, and my daughter and I were in Walmart, and who should we walk into but Tim Dance? And they were glad to see each other because they went to high school together. They graduated from Delaney together, so they had been friends for a long time. So he said, I'm starting a church. Would you like to come? And he told us that.
I have no recollection of this, but go on. I'm very interested.
I have that effect on people. Yeah, no recollection. Yeah, okay, but I remember. And at my age, that's good.
Yeah.
So I had been praying that God would send someone who would work with Katie and bless her so that she would be a wonderful example for her boys, her three boys. And it, by golly, it's worked. And she's a wonderful mother and a wonderful example. And I really thank God, and I thank Tim and everyone here who worked together. So, and it's been good for me, too.
Praise God. Wonderful. Maybe one or two more. Anybody else? One or two more. Oh, boy.
While we're talking about nepotism, I might as well say something. As you can imagine, I'm very proud, as well as my wife, Sandy, Tim's mom. And, you know, God has really blessed this place. And the thing that impressed me most was the statistic that Tim just mentioned about the percentage of people at this church that serve. It's just amazing. I've been involved in churches all my life and never seen anything like it. So God is really doing a great work here. It's amazing.
One sentence. I just want to say, you know, we come several times a year to this church, and I have never, ever failed to not connect with God when we worship here. And I just appreciate the worship team and everyone who puts their time and effort into that. It's wonderful to know that I'm going to meet God when I come here.
Awesome. Anybody else? Maybe somebody not related to me?
Hi, we were Brian and Christina Rodriguez. We were here back in the beginning, and I just want to say how instrumental this church was, and particularly Tim and Karen were, to our spiritual development, to our just health as a couple, and our relationship with God. And I just think you guys have a community here that's just unparalleled, and it's just a beautiful thing. It's just beautiful to see how God works in your lives and how many wonderful friends that we still have from here that we've always just been able to count on anybody here that we've ever known, because it's just a wonderful group of people.
Awesome. Praise God. Well, listen, we're going to have lunch together after church today, so please continue to give glory to God. Ask people, hey, how has God worked in your life over the last 10 years as you've been here, and share those stories. Let's give him glory and thank him throughout the day today. I want to ask my friend Deb Kleindienst to come up. And if you're a part of the Y here, you know Deb. Deb is the executive director of the Southern Branch of the YMCA. I won't tell you how long she's been here, but she's been here for the 10 years that I've been around. And Deb is a friend to me. Go ahead and come on up. Deb is a friend to me, but more than that, she's been a friend to this congregation. And what God has done here at Living Hope, he maybe could have done elsewhere, but he chose to do it at the Y. And Deb was really monumental and instrumental in all that's happened here, in giving us favor, in blessing us, encouraging us, looking out for our interests. And so we're super grateful for the YMCA and for Deb's friendship and partnership with us over the years. I just want to give her a few minutes to share from her perspective what that partnership's been like.
Good morning. You're going to have to forgive me if I read a bit. I'm going to make an observation. The last time I was here, my mom was still alive, and she came with me. And I'm part of the Church of the Brethren, and the church that I attend is in Haynes Acres. It's First Church of the Brethren in York. And when we got here, she looked around and she said, "They're all young people." I'm happy to see that there are some people my age. Because the other reflection I made, as we work with an interim pastor that I've really come to enjoy, is that he shared with us, our congregation is missing two generations. He then pointed out that that's not healthy. And so I look at this congregation, and I'm just in awe that every generation is here. And then I reflect on something that my supervisor, when I first started working at the Y, used to say, and he said, the Y has womb-to-tomb programming. So I look here, and I think you've got the same thing. So I'm now going to probably read this mostly, because I'm not a speaker as Tim is. And while I'm inspired to speak to you, I want to stay on task, and I want to share all the feelings that I've had reflecting on these past 10 years. I bring congratulations from the Southern Branch YMCA to Living Hope Church on their 10th anniversary. May all honor and glory be given to our Lord and Savior for our combined accomplishments, past, present, and future. Tim asked me to share a few words on the relationship Living Hope Church and the Y has developed over the past 10 years. I want to share a bit of history, reflect a bit on where we are now, and dream a bit about the future. Tim has chosen scripture from Philippians for the service this morning. This scripture, from Philippians is appropriate for our celebration today, knowing that Paul wrote to the Philippians to express his appreciation and affection for the Philippians. It is my hope that you will see a common thread that runs between the church who serves the community that they are a part of and of the YMCA who also seeks to serve that same community. History tells us that George Williams was born in a farmhouse in southern England in 1821. He, like many other young men, moved from the country and farming to the city during the Industrial Revolution. He was brought up in the Church of England. However, when young George arrived in the city to become an assistant draper's apprentice, he found his faith lacking. He managed to find a few young workers who, by their example, encouraged him to give his own life completely to Jesus Christ. 3 years later, on June 6, 1844, 12 men led by George Williams founded the Young Men's Christian Association. So 173 years ago, the YMCA was founded almost to this day. But wait a minute, it didn't stop there. George Williams then passed the torch on to Thomas Valentine Sullivan, a missionary Marine who founded the first Y in Boston. When he found that sailors and merchants needed a home away from home. Remarkably, without computers, cell phones, or other means of mass communication, in 4 years, the York YMCA was established. And I find that amazing that from Boston to York, PA, in those four short years, the YMCA was established there. The Southern Branch YMCA was chartered in 1990 and was housed in a little house on Main Street. And I had a great group of volunteers who worked with us and then found this location and worked with the community to find the means to open this building. Our present facility opened in 1995, and then we added the pool and the entrance that you now greet people in 1998. The church has been part of our history since 2007. I believe this history is important to share with you as it helps us to understand the birth of the YMCA was based on Christian principles. Today, the York YMCA continues to base its operation on those Christian principles, and we share our appreciation of this congregation and all that it means to Southern York County. Over the past 10 years, we have served the community together. I remember when we had a program in which we put meals together so that families would have more time to spend together. We had recipes and all the ingredients, and we put those together so that you could pop those meals into the freezer and just yank them out when you needed them. We had youth lock-ins, Christmas programs, devotion shared with our camp and our after-school youth program, Bible study. Living Hope has been a part of Healthy Kids Day, an annual event that we hold every year for as many years as I can remember. This Friday night, we're going to have the youth kickoff, and we're all part of that. Tim has attended countless meetings of the program committee and the board of management. Knowing that Southern Branch Y has grown and is poised in this community for a capital campaign to add a full-size gymnasium and a therapeutic pool, the church has made a generous pledge of $100,000 towards the development of a gymnasium and an all-purpose space. This project is going to become a reality. Through the projects that we have accomplished in the past, those successes we enjoy today, and the dreams that we have in the future, we celebrate this 10th anniversary. Perhaps George Williams may have reflected on this very scripture we're going to study today. I believe that those who went before us and who founded and have grown the YMCA, and all of you that have helped to grow Living Hope Church, have kept the three themes from the scripture in Philippians in mind as we minister to the people we serve. Forget your failures. Don't get hung up on what might have been or could have been done better. Forget your successes. Don't become so enamored with your successes that you lose sight of your future vision. Keep your eye on the one and only true King that brings joy, peace, and love. Press on with God as your leader.
You're welcome. Thank you, God. Thank you so much. Amen. Amen. Let's stand together again and worship the Savior that will lead us forward, our cornerstone, our rock, our God and Father. You know, as we celebrate and remember this morning, in a moment we're going to look at the Word and kind of look ahead, but I can't look ahead without remembering how we got here. And a big part of that, as I mentioned earlier, was a church that my wife and I were a part of, myself for 8 years, my wife for even longer than that, in Elkton, Maryland. And I came to that church in 1999. I met Pastor Bob and Pastor Kurt and Ted, the three elders then there. And man, you guys put up with me. I was just a young punk then, and now I'm a middle-aged punk. But you were grateful, gracious to me, poured into me. So I just want to invite Pastor Bob to come up and to share just a word from the Lord from what is now called United Redeemed Church. Go ahead and come on up. And just to bless us and encourage us in the Lord from a church that really sent us out, that was instrumental in getting us going. And so we're grateful for them and grateful to hear this morning from Pastor Bob and what the Lord has put on his heart. I assume you want to hold that.
I'll hold this. Yes, thank you. Good morning. Bring you greetings and congratulations from what is now United Redeemed Church. As Tim said, we were Glorious Presence Church at the time. We have survived and grown through things that have been a challenge at times for us. But I can tell you, God is faithful. And what the devil would use to destroy, God uses to build up. And I want to encourage you with that word, at least that word today, that that God is faithful. And he's in this place. You know, as I reflected back, the first time I met Tim Dance was at a wedding. We were at a wedding for a friend of his, and we saw this young man, and we came home and thought, what a guy. I mean, Tim had some rough spots. He wasn't perfect, unlike he is now. He wasn't nearly as beautiful as he is now. But for us, it was clear God had his hand on Tim's life. It was clear that God was going to use Tim. It was clear that Tim had enthusiasm and all kinds of things to bring to the table that we were thrilled about. And we thought, wouldn't it be great if Tim could be part of us? But he lives way down there. We're way up here. There's no connection. We didn't have much hope for that, although we were hopeful that God could do something. And lo and behold, Tim came. I'd like to say it's for our church he came. But the truth is, it's his young lady's besidings why he came. We're grateful for all God uses. So God used Karen to bring Tim to us, and we had an amazing time. Tim did things for us that were incredible. He handled our youth ministry. He handled our Sunday school. He handled details that, honestly, no one else wanted to do. And there was Tim, picked up every loose end, and we were blessed to have him with us. And then God called him on to this place. And we were blessed to be part of that and to stand with him and to pray for him and Karen and their family as they came. And I'm amazed at what God has done here. God has truly been faithful. And I'm grateful to be here today. I have a couple of words for you that I believe God has me to share. Tim said I couldn't talk more than 45 minutes. Oh, 4 or 5 minutes. See, there he goes. Details again. He's just such a detail-oriented guy. The first word I have is from 2 Timothy, and it's not a coincidence that Paul was talking to his protege, Timothy. And I want you to know this word is not just for Pastor Tim. This is the word that God has for this church and for each one of you, I believe. And in 2 Timothy 4, 1-5 says, I solemnly charge you in the presence of God, of Christ Jesus, who is the judge, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with great patience and instruction. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires, and will turn away their ears from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you, be sober in all things, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. I believe God's calling you today with this man and this pastor, Matt, you have with you today, to fulfill your ministry. Your ministry is to reach the lost. Your ministry is to preach the word. Be ready in season and out. And that's the word God would have for you today. Be ready in season and out to stand with these men to walk with these men and to serve God. Second, from Philippians 4:4-9, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all men. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Let your gentle spirit be known. The Lord is near. Be anxious for nothing. And his peace, the amazing peace of God, surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts. God says, trust in him. He will give you that peace and that grace. And finally, from Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and a hope. This word was given to people who were in exile, people who were struggling to have faith, people who were struggling to believe that God was with them. And he sent this word to them, and I believe the word for you today is, God knows the plans he has for you. Plans for welfare, not for calamity. Plans for a future, a continued bright future in the Lord, and hope. God wants you to have hope today. Let's pray, please. Father, I want to thank you for this place, for these men and women you've called to this place and for their pastors. And Father, I pray you would bless them. I pray, Father, you'd be blessed with the peace of God, the grace of God, the joy of the Lord would be their strength, and all that they do, they would look to you, Lord, and you continue to give them favor. And Father, I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.